Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back to week three of our Lenten podcast. I'm so glad you're back. The third time we hear Mary speak, and the final time in Luke's gospel, is when Mary and Joseph lose track of Jesus, only 12 years old at the time, on their trek home from their Passover pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Now Mary reacted the way any mother would. But she wasn't just any mother. She was the mother of God. Can you imagine what was going through her mind? This is not good. I've just misplaced the Savior of the world. Her frantic words of fear and astonishment. Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously. Were also words of love. The love of a mother for her child. As you know, Mary has many children. We are all her children. Jesus himself gave her to us from the cross when he said to John, "Behold your mother." He said to Mary, "Behold your son." So when she was assumed into heaven, she did not lose them or her love for them. Since she is our mother, she cares for us and about us. She suffers disappointment when we sin and rejoices when we trust and obey and love. It matters to her. Even when we are lost for 3 minutes, much less 3 days, because everything in the lives of her children matters to a mother. Bishop Fulton Sheen, in his book about Mary, The World's First Love, says that God, in his perfect providence, deliberately provided this suffering in Mary's life, losing Jesus, the most perfect thing in her life and the most precious thing in the world, for 3 days, so that she, like Christ, could experience every human suffering, every effect of sin, even though she was innocent of sin, just as Jesus was. You know, Jesus apparently lost his father for the 3 days of his passion and death, and he was apparently lost to his mother for 3 days. When God lets us suffer, as he let Mary suffer for those 3 days, we naturally ask him, why did he do that? Mary did the same. Why? Jesus answered the way he answers us. And I'll paraphrase, "Didn't you know that my Father is perfect, and his plan for your life is perfect, including the very suffering you're going through? Did you not know that he makes all things work together for good, even terrible things, for those who love him?" Christ came into the world not to make our sufferings disappear, but to make them appear different, to make them appear as they are, as meaningful, as powerful, as worth something precious, as something like the pains of childbirth. Now, as a man, I don't presume that I know what childbirth feels like, but I do know what the end result is, and every mother I know has assured me that it's worth it. You know, we can all remember some suffering in our past that we did not feel was helpful in any way, something that did not feel like childbirth, but more like death. Something we can look back on and say truly that it made us stronger and better and wiser and humbler and more courageous. Mary must have felt exactly that years later when she recalled those 3 days of suffering from the loss of her son. It's probably what the gospel means when it says that she kept all these things in her heart. As we continue this Lenten journey in the desert, our challenge is to continually trust in God's plan, always with our eyes on the prize of the resurrection. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you and keep you. See you next week.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.